Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Ben Holderness. You have stumbled across the Holderness Family Podcast.
I love that you always sound like a game show host when you say it. I know, I love it. Because you know my dream is to be married to a game show host.
Particularly, thank you. Particularly on this day when we are integrating the world's most famous optimist into our podcast.
So, guys, thanks for subscribing. Yes. Thanks for listening. And leaving a review, because those reviews are very helpful. Here's a recent review. Thanks for keeping it real. I like the encouragement you offer to each other and simple suggestions to lift me up so I can pass it on to those around me. I'm taking more time to verbally appreciate and affirm all the great things my husband does for me each day. This podcast keeps me thinking and also moving on to better days. I think that they were talking about the gratitude podcast, about showing your partner gratitude. That was a good one.
We need to show each other. We show each other plenty of gratitude, but you can always show more. Yeah. And it's the first thing to go.
Yeah. When life gets busy, the first thing to go is saying, wow, thanks, boo.
All right. So today's going to be fun. I don't know if we've talked about this much on our podcast, but if you follow any of our socials or kind of pay attention to side mentions by us, we're huge fans of Ted Lasso.
To be clear, you do not have watched the show Ted Lasso,
right,
to enjoy today's podcast.
No, we are simply taking some quotes from it. I'm just gonna assume some of you have not watched it. Just very quickly, Ted Lasso is a terrific show about a former Division II football coach who's just super nice and positive, and he's kind of got a southern accent, sounds like most of my family, who gets chosen to be the head coach of a British Premier League football team, which is historically the snarkiest, saltiest group of media and fans on the planet. So they initially hate this guy because he's a southerner with no soccer experience, but he takes this like infectious optimism over to England and somehow becomes successful.
And let's be real, we're mostly doing this to make you laugh, because we all need to laugh right now, but who knows, there might be a little something in there along the way that resonates. And you know, who needs couples therapy when you have Ted Lasso? No, you should also get couples therapy.
But just in case you just want to do this. And by the way, Ted Lasso goes to therapy. But we're just going to go through some quotes from Ted Lasso and talk about how they apply very nicely to some of the advice that we've been trying to impart that we've learned from our counseling as a married couple.
Yes. And honestly, and I say some of these quotes to our kids, by the way. So marriage counseling via Ted Lasso. Yeah. Here we go.
All right. I'm going to try the accent. Is that okay?
You're quote number one.
All right. You know what the happiest animal on earth is? It's a goldfish. You know why? It's got a 10-second memory.
I will say, be a goldfish is a saying in our house. And it's really hard to hold grudges against a teammate. It's really hard to hold grudges against your partner and still be successful, right?
I mean, look, this doesn't just apply to sports. Okay. It does help in sports. And we've had to give this advice to our kids because they all play sports. But man, there's stuff that just sticks in the back of your head, particularly when you're in a partnership of two. like you and I are, that it just kind of rears its ugly head down the road. And we all know about this. It's resentment. And if you can, at least for things that aren't that big a deal, try to just move on.
Yeah. I mean, of course, there's big issues in your marriage. But for those like, oh my gosh, I've asked him 27 times to do XYZ and you've confronted it. You've talked about it. In theory, you've solved it. Be a goldfish.
Is there anything that we need to let go right now in front of everyone? Like, is there anything you've been, it's been stewing about that you'd like to just kind of move on and forgive me for? Have I done something to you?
No, I mean, there's this constant issue in our marriage about like picking up and cleaning up and things like that. But I'm going to try to be a goldfish.
There's not something specifically.
Are you trying to tell me something?
No, I got nothing. I think I'm actually a pretty good goldfish.
I mostly use this on myself after a mess up that
something
I've
made. You do wrong. That's
something
true.
That, yeah. Something you get I've
on,
done.
You're very hard on yourself when you make a mistake.
Something I've done wrong. Something I've forgotten to do. Something I just didn't say right. I have to say the pandemic was harder on me than I thought, in that I'm now, you know, we're getting out into the world, we're being social. I think I have forgotten how to socialize. I think I've forgotten how to have actual conversations, to the point where somebody will say something, I'll not respond or respond in a weird way. And then hours later, I'll replay the conversation in my head and be like, oh, I should not have said that. Or I go there.
Like, is it like right before you go to sleep, you think about it?
I'm like, oh.
That's the worst.
It's the worst.
You and get not like that I've guilt mares before you go to sleep and you can't get rid of them.
And sometimes I just, yeah. And so I like be a goldfish.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
And look, if you did something really stupid, maybe don't be a goldfish about that. We're talking about little things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But give yourself, you know what? Give yourself a little bit of grace.
Okay.
I've said that before. Do you want to do this one in a Ted Lasso accent?
I'm not.
You want me to try it?
Yeah.
You know, taking on a challenge is a lot like riding a horse, isn't it? If you're comfortable when you're doing it, you're probably doing it wrong.
Another one of my favorite quotes is, you know, life happens outside your comfort zone.
Yeah.
So, and marriage can be a challenge at times. You know, we just had a great podcast with Dr. Lisa DeMore, and she had a great outlook on stress and feeling uncomfortable. And we'll link to that. That was a couple episodes ago. And, you know, not all stress is bad.
Yeah. She mentioned that anxiety can be a superpower. And that was eye opening. We've talked about that with ADHD before, but for sure, like, awareness, situational awareness. It's one of those things where it actually helps if you know how to harness it.
And I think that we are all educated enough to know the difference between a challenging time in our marriage that maybe needs, you know, that's on the verge of total collapse versus like, wow, we're just in a rough spot. Those challenges, and we've certainly had them, honey, like making it through those challenging times has made us a lot stronger. So not all stress is bad. Not all challenges are bad. And, you know, Ted Lasso.
But they can suck during them.
Yeah.
I need to, it's funny. People who listen to this might think that I'm the person who wants to take all the risks because I'm a little bit more flighty. But in real life, a lot of our big life decisions that we've made, and the biggest ones, particularly starting our own business, growing our own business, going all in on our business and getting rid of all the other things that we do, those have all been Kim decisions. Like, she is the one who believes jump in a net will appear. For a while was the curmudgeon-y one who was like, I can't believe we're doing this. Why don't we just go back to something easy? Look, see, didn't I tell you? Look, see? Huh? Hmm? See how hard this is? And I've, first of all, obviously, like, she was right. We still have a company. We get to work together. It's awesome. We've learned to build a team around it, which, God, I had the most trouble with that. Mm-hmm. But no, the risk taker is standing next to me, and she has been preaching this for a long time. Even though she won't go parasailing,
like there's like go the parasailing, well, it didn't was terrible.
Want to. Yeah, she's not one to do those little quick things, but she will take big life risks because she bets on the people around her, and that's very cool. So I'm going to try to follow that one more.
This podcast is brought to you by Addy, or flibanserin, the FDA-approved little pink pill for certain premenopausal women frustrated by their low sex drive. Ladies, if you're bothered by your low libido, it could be a medical condition called hypoactive sexual desire disorder, or HSDD. And you're not alone. HSDD affects 1 in 10 premenopausal women. And you have options. Visit addyi.com/yes and schedule an online visit today. Use code YES at checkout to find out if Addy could be good for you for only $10. That's YES at addyi.com. And now, because we have to do disclaimers, but Penn wants to make it fun, here's this.
Addy is for premenopausal women with acquired generalized hypoactive sexual desire disorder who have not had problems with low sexual desire in the past and have low sexual desire no matter the type of sexual activity, the situation, or the sexual partner. The low sexual desire is troubling to them and is not due to a medical or mental health problem, problems in the relationship, or medicine, or other drug use. Addy is not for use in men or to enhance sexual performance. Period. Your risk of severe blood pressure and fainting is increased if you drink 1 to 2 standard alcoholic drinks close in time to your Addy dose. Wait at least 2 hours after drinking before taking Addy at bedtime. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is also increased if you take certain prescription over-the-counter or herbal medications or have liver problems. Low blood pressure and fainting can happen when you take Addy even if you don't drink alcohol or take other medicines. Do not take if you are allergic to any of the ingredients in Addy. Allergic reactions may include hives, itching, or trouble breathing. Sleepiness, sometimes serious, can occur. Common side effects include dizziness, nausea, tiredness, difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, and dry mouth. See full PI and medication guide, including box warning, at addy.com/PI or call 844-PINK-PILL.
That's code YES at addyi.com. Good job, Ben.
Thanks.
I struggle because we have taken challenges and some of them haven't worked. And it's really hard to sit in a place and look around and be like, wow, I spent a lot of time and a lot of money in some cases, and mostly time, on something that didn't work. And it's very humbling. And it's very humbling. And I have to do the thing that they write about in self-help books, which is look around and think, what is this experience trying to teach me?
Yeah.
What did I learn about myself along the way? And it seems so corny and so cheesy. But in those times as a married couple, I think we learned more about each other. And I think that it has made us the couple we are.
Yeah. And you can just be a goldfish too. They kind of fit together. All right, this one I love. As a man once said, the harder you work, the luckier you get.
Oh my gosh, that and luck favors the prepared, which was not a Ted Lasso
quote. Luck is the residue of design. Like, I feel like we say all this stuff a lot.
Yeah, and I think that working on our marriage has made us appreciate our relationship more. I will say, I've told a number of people the reason why I don't play the lottery is because I feel so lucky. Oh, I used up all my luck when I married you.
I love you. So thanks cheesy. For saying that. That is the sound of tens of 20s of people vomiting into a garbage can after hearing that. No, like, look, here it is, right? I feel lucky marrying you, but I have to give myself a little bit of credit for like working really hard to develop into a person that is suitable for you.
You know, my favorite new thing that you do is he has this phrase he uses, and I don't know if we've talked about it. He goes, I'm trying to anticipate your needs. And
that's something that I've learned, and I work at it.
You know, and that is, I think, to put somebody else's needs first, even if it's, I know that you're going to need this cup of coffee. I know that today is a day, because I do. And, you know, we do slide into some gender roles, but it's mostly because we've talked about them. No more secret contracts, right? I do take care of the cooking because I typically very much enjoy it. But there are days that that's just not going to happen. I mean, I'm out busy. I'm like carpooling kids until 7 o'clock at night. So it's, you know, 4 o'clock. I'm anticipating your needs today. And I have already ordered sushi and to be delivered. So I think that those like little tiny things It's really sweet.
Well, thank you. Let's be honest. The main thing I do is we have these cans of Sauvignon Blanc that freeze really quickly.
I got them at Costco. Them in the pantry. Y'all. Okay. Hold on. Stand by. I got these over the summer at Costco.
They're a good idea.
And they're cans of Kim Crawford. So I don't drink a ton.
Right.
I really don't. And when I do, you hate to open a bottle and then he doesn't really drink the wine. And so it'll sit there for a while and then it gets kind of weird. And so they found that like I was having like, you know, just some wine sitting around that nobody's drinking. So if you get a can, I got it to go to the pool over the summer, but then I never went to the pool.
It freezes in 8 minutes.
I know, it gets cold.
For some reason,
so
I guess it's
quickly,
just because the skin of the can is thinner and it's like a smaller can. So most of my anticipating her needs are like 4:45.
Putting a can of wine in the
putting
freezer.
Putting a can of Kim Crawford in the freezer.
But then it's, I mean, how sweet is that? I mean, just that little like anticipating your needs. I'm anticipating your needs.
So that's me working hard.
Yeah. Even down to like, not I know you've had a tough day. No. And, yeah. Well, it's not. That's one of those things where sometimes getting out of your own, getting your head out of your own butt, not you, but me, to say like, to look around and be like, wow, Penn had a really stressful day. What can I do to make his life easier?
What about yesterday? Yesterday was so great. So, okay. Backstory. The Braves win the World Series. First time
I don't know
in
when this
26
is airing.
Years. There's still, I guarantee if you're listening to this, the Braves are still World Series champions. I've been a Braves fan since I was a little boy. Uh-huh. And they played as the Durham Bulls minor league franchise when I grew up in Durham. And they won. And I was so happy. And we were in like an outdoor area with some friends, like a nice safe place to watch sports. It's the first time I've like had a loud cheering celebratory moment with sports that I've been happy about in since before the pandemic, like maybe since Virginia won the Final Four. And so I lost track of how many beers I had. Baseball games are long, you guys. They take like 4 hours to finish.
And Penn is not a big drinker
either.
Oh
my gosh. I woke up, first of all, I got home at 1 a.m. and then I woke up for carpool, which I made it to at 7 a.m. And I was like, I hate being awake right now. And Kim calls me as I'm dropping the kids off and says, we have a 9 o'clock workout appointment. We make workout appointments
at
right?
our gym, yeah,
because otherwise we're not going to go. And I was like, you know what, I didn't bring my stuff. I didn't bring any of my stuff. I didn't bring my inhaler. I'm sorry, I guess I'm just not gonna be able to make it. And she's like, guess what, honey, I've got your inhaler, I've got a change of underwear, I've got shorts, I've got, I anticipated
your needs.
I knew this was gonna happen. I love you, I'll see you at the gym. Thank God I went, because I felt so much better. But that was a great anticipation, because if I did not go to the gym, I think I'd still be hungover.
Yeah.
Like 5 days later.
Anyway.
Thank you.
I have to say that, and that's, you don't go out that often at all or drink that much.
Well, so every 26 years, the Braves win the World Series. I had to revel.
Anyway, but so I do feel luckier now after 16 years of marriage.
That's because you work hard.
Because I work hard.
All right. I always thought tea was going to taste like hot brown water. And you know what? I was right.
Okay, Ted doesn't like tea and he's in England, so that's what that's about. And you know what? This brings to light that, you know, at some point your partner's going to be the way your partner's going to be.
Yeah, hot brown tea is always going to be hot brown water.
Yeah. You can't change them. And you can learn to compromise with them. You can adapt yourself. But I really remember coming into this marriage thinking, like,
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Don't know how much I want to. We've made changes and we've worked hard to accommodate each other, but I never wanted to change who you were.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And I do think that everybody, when they're in that early lovey-dovey relationships, they hide some of their true self to fit the person that's around.
Of course.
You
thought I was like a normal, with like functioning.
I thought you went out.
You thought I went out. You thought I wore like going out clothes.
Well, you're just so good at it. Here's the thing. Like, Kim's got anxiety and talks about it. She doesn't want to go out. She steals every party. She's the life of, she's so much fun when she does decide to go out.
When I do decide to go
so
out.
So I just thought we were going to be Good Time Charlie and Good Time Susie.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Sometimes I'm like, I'm sorry you didn't marry one of those girls.
It was honestly, the only time it was really tough on me was when I was living in New York and being paid not to work.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Penn's contract. They're like, yeah, sorry.
We don't really like you.
But we don't really like you. But
we're
here's
pay you for 2 years.
Here's the rest of your contract payment. So he was being paid not to work. I was being paid not enough, not as much as he was getting paid. I mean, we still were living paycheck to paycheck in a job that I was working 60 hours a week on an airplane at 6 a.m. So he's like, I'd get home after traveling all week. He's like, let's go out. I'm like, I just want to sit on my couch. He's like, I've been home all week. I'm like, oh my God. But that was the best gig ever for you.
Oh yeah. I mean, but it did, I think it revealed, it was right as we were getting engaged and getting married. And I think this happens to a lot of people. It reveals some of the more primal urges, and I don't mean like sexual urges, but like primal urges that you have either to be around other people or to be alone, to be an extrovert versus to be an introvert. And so we had to spend some time learning who our true selves were. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm hot brown water, you're hot brown water. It's not going to change. And we've gotten better at that basic thing. The next step for us was like, no one gets through unscathed. Like the mental health issues that we both deal with, we've learned to accept, to celebrate, and to learn how to help complement some of the things that we struggle with mental health wise.
Right. So I'm not going to change Penn's ADHD, but I think that we've learned to adapt in our marriage and the rules and kind of how we operate in our marriage. And I think the same goes for the anxiety that I deal with. I mean, you've never once said to me, what are you so anxious about? What do you have to be anxious about?
Like, I have said, why can't you just be happy?
You did one time.
I quickly learned that was the wrong thing to say. I'm just going to throw myself under the bus there and say, like, that's, I think a lot of people make mistakes like that early on and then you realize you can't do it.
Right. No, but I do know there are some people in my circle who are struggling and their partners say things like, I don't understand. Like, we have a house, you have a job. Why are you so, you know, XYZ?
Because.
And so you don't try to change me and I, you know, you try to make me better. So I appreciate that.
Boy, we're crushing this. You and I are so cute.
I mean, yeah, we're adorable. No,
I want to make sure everyone knows that we are still a work in progress here, but doing a podcast.
Yeah. We had a fight over like needing to clean the sheets. You're like, we don't need to wash the sheets. I'm like, oh my God, that's so disgusting. We have to wash the sheets. So we still fight.
I think that fight's still going on, actually.
As the sheets are in the dryer right now.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Okay. We didn't need to do that. All right. This was actually from the first episode, and it was one of my favorite kind of telling parts of Ted Lasso's personality, which is just endless optimism. Well, if that's a joke, I love it. If not, I cannot wait to unpack that with you later. So he's just meeting this woman and already talking about unpacking issues.
And I think that sometimes your partner needs to vent or they need some cheer and they don't even realize it.
Right. This was Rebecca and Ted just meeting each other. And you learn later on in the show that Rebecca has layers and layers of anger that she's dealing with and that Ted is at the center of that anger. But he showed willingness early on. I'm sorry. I'm like really diving into this show. But he showed very early on that he's willing to listen. Mm-hmm. And sometimes your partner can tell before you do that you need to talk about something. Don't you think?
100%.
Yeah.
And I also know when things, like I can predict, oh, okay. Cause I feel like you always 100% of the time, you've never missed a deadline since I've worked with you. You've never not handled it all, but sometimes you can get overwhelmed. And I know that's part of your process.
Being in the weeds.
And yeah. I know you're like, oh, I got to do this. And there's no way I can get it done. Like you say, you have to say it, but I know that's part of your process. And I know I know now not to say, yes, we can. Oh my gosh. I'll be like, you know what? Let's get done what we can. And then you always get everything done. And I just know that that's kind of like knowing your partner, knowing your person.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And you definitely, so you know when it's time to cheer me up. mm-hmm. even if I don't notice it. And I think I'm trying to do that with you, but sometimes I get it wrong. See, I mean, just I you know what I'm good at now? I can tell like when I wake up in the morning, like 1 to 10, where you are on the vibration scale. Where I'm using the word vibration because we did it in a recent episode. I don't know if it's a metaphor, if it actually happens to you. But yeah. Like when you get really anxious, you actually feel like a vibration.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm like, I just feel, even if I'm not physically shaking, it's kind of like this internal movement. And it's, there's oftentimes there's no rhyme or reason for it. It's the sun is shining, everything's great. And I'm still feeling that way.
Anne-Marie, our producer, got us like 12,000 of these quotes. I feel like I'm not going fast enough now. I just like went down. I'm like, we have two more pages of this. Should we, like here, let's move on. Well, no, we can keep them in. How are we feeling about my accent? Is it like, if you've watched the show, am I doing okay? Should I go slower? Am I talking too fast?
You're fine.
I'm very self-aware of my Ted Lasso. Okay, here we go. Well, I think that you might be so sure that you're one in a million that sometimes you forget that you're just out there as one in 11. Soccer, there's 11 people on a soccer team. But the point is, you're not by yourself.
And it doesn't matter how great you are to the people like on Instagram. It doesn't matter how amazing your life looks on Facebook. If you're not showing up for your partner or your family, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I've been guilty of this before. I know we have a weird job, but we've had like a successful video and I've just kind of looked at you like, you're welcome for being a great husband, which is not accurate.
And I think that we've all learned, and this goes without saying, that people's Instagram feed is a highlight reel, and that is not, that's not real life. And I've actually gone through and I've unfollowed a good number of accounts because it was so curated and it was so perfect and their kids were so happy and they ate perfectly balanced meals every single time, and it made me feel like crap. And so that just wasn't an authentic way to show up. And we try to show up, you know, authentically for our kids. And people actually, they ask a lot, like, why aren't your kids in more videos? I think because we tried to, this is our job, and not a job, but like, this is what we think is fun to do. And these videos are out of our head. They actually do want to be in more. But when we're around them, especially on a school day, we want to show up as their parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Ted said 1 in 11. Really, for a relationship like me and Kim, it's you're 50%, you're 1 of 2. Or in a lot of people's families, you're 1 of 4, mm-hmm. 1 of 5, 1 of 3. And so if you don't show up, it's a very obvious absence.
And we, I think Oprah said it, you know, you're responsible for the energy you bring into the room. And we had to have this talk with both of our kids.
Yeah. They're not aware of how powerful
their energy is. And no, they're not responsible for my mood, and they should feel safe to feel however they're going to feel. But, you know, there are moments where you don't get to, you don't get to act like
you
that.
Don't get to bring everybody down.
You don't get to bring everybody down. Believe me, I show up in a bad mood a lot, but I try to be responsible for my energy.
All right, here's the next one. There's two buttons I never like to hit. There's panic and snooze. There's always a joke. So Ted Lasso's quotes always have a dad joke in them. I think that's why I
identify,
connect with it so much. And usually when he lists two things, one of them is important and the other one is a joke or a reference to like a famous person.
So in our book, we talked about the denial, distraction, and delay, and about how people, and I think that's the snooze button, right? People hit snooze on important topics. I know we seem like we're contradicting ourselves because we talked about being a goldfish and kind of
no, but that's for little things. That's for not sweating the small stuff. If there's like a real issue in your marriage, you can't be a goldfish about that.
Yeah, you have an important topic you need to be in conversation with your partner about. You don't want to come to the conversation with tons of panic or end up delaying it over and over again. I will say we have developed a really good strategy of
about how to approach those touchy subjects,
right?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, when we're drinking, although we don't drink a ton.
Yeah.
Not when we're 10 o'clock at night, not when I'm tired. It's like
not around Christmas. There's a lot of knots.
Yeah.
Like not during carpool. The best time for us is actually kind of like after carpool in the morning. Mm-hmm. If we can sneak it in between workouts and getting to work, and then you start the conversation with how you feel. not accusing the other person of doing something.
Yeah. And that timing is different for everybody. And knowing that sometimes the conversation has to happen in cycles. But yeah, no panic, no snoozing.
I just had the weirdest moment.
What?
I just looked over and I saw my dog and I reached down to pet her.
It's a blanket.
It's a blanket with the color of my dog. And I freaked out. I'm like, oh crap, what's wrong with Sunny? And it's a blanket.
It's a blanket. Oh, that was really cute though.
I was like, oh, hey, what's wrong with your fur? It's a blanket.
It's funny.
Where is Sunny?
She's probably downstairs.
Okay.
Sleeping.
By the way, Ted Lasso struggles with panic attacks. We mentioned the panic button. Mm-hmm. There's so many. He is just a human onion. I can't wait for season three. There's a lot more to unpack in that magnificent man. Mm. All right, next up. Well, I promise you, there's something worse out there than being sad, and that's being alone and being sad. Ain't no one in this room alone. That was, oh my gosh. So he gives Ted Lasso's best moments are when his team loses, mm-hmm. and he gives these speeches. He's a great life coach.
So on days when one of us is sad or not feeling us, we have to remind ourselves we're not alone and we have each other to lean on. And that's within our partnership. That's within our family. And have to say, let me get super cheesy, within this community of people that, I mean, I've gone on Instagram stories before and I've been like, hey guys, just not having a good day. Just kind of, this is what I'm going through. And the messages in that community, a lot of bad stuff happens online, but one of the beautiful things is the community that's here. So thank you for that.
You know me, my biggest fear is being alone, mm-hmm. and or feeling alone, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever been alone in my life. I've had a family that's always been there for me. Like I'm talking about my brother and my mom and my dad. And then that graduated into a family that's always there for me with a wife and two kids. I know not everybody has that set, but there's friends, there's someone out there who's there for you. No one is ever alone.
There are moments where I have felt lonely,
yeah,
in my life. And I will also say, if you are in a lonely phase right now, even loneliness doesn't last forever.
Yeah.
You know, I think there are
it's
a lot
of... It's just the worst feeling.
It's for you, it's the worst feeling. Yeah. I have to say,
You're okay with it.
I don't mind being alone, but sad and alone is different for sure.
Yeah.
So if you're in a sad and alone phase, I just want to let you know that it doesn't last forever. There's sunshine around the corner.
Yeah. And if you want someone to talk to, we have a new solution for that.
Okay. That is a really terrible segue.
It's a terrible segue to an awesome new concept. So here's something we've decided to do in this podcast. We love talking to you guys, but we know it's kind of a one-way conversation. We're about to turn this podcast on its head and turn this into a two-way conversation or a 27,000-way conversation every week. And potentially we'll do this more than once on an episode. Like, we're going to see how this goes, right? We have developed a radical new technology where you can dial
radical.
A telephone number
what?
On your telephone, not texting. You can, and we can hear your voice.
I think
voice.
You can actually text, but I would prefer if people call.
I want to hear your voice. So we have a Google phone number by it's using
radical.
Here's what we did. We logged on to the worldwide interwebs.
I've heard of it.
And we recorded a message for you. And then it goes beep. And that is, people don't remember how that you can leave messages. You leave a message to us it could be a comment. You could be pissed at us. You could have a question. It'd be great if you had a question that we could kind of interact to. And we're just going to let you guys have the mic, grab the mic. And then we're going to bring you into the show with us. This is going to make me feel less alone. I'm serious. I love connecting with people like this. And the comments are great, but I want to hear your voice. I bet you guys
number,
have great voices.
We're going to put in the show notes, but if you're listening, you want to write it down. 323-364-3929.
Also, it probably spells out something, and I spent some time trying to figure out, but I don't think it's good, whatever
we
it is.
We spent a lot of time trying to spell something out, and they were like, guys, it's not... We're good.
How do you think this is going to go? Do you think anyone's going to call?
We had to test the line, and I know Anne Marie and
Sam
like did some prank calls. So right. It works.
So if we could, I'm looking forward to getting calls from people who aren't on our team. We're going to see if it happens. It's set up. Go right now. We want to hear from you. And just know, if you send a voicemail message or shoot, if you go on Google and leave after the beep, whatever it's called, we're going to put you on the show.
I have to say, we're not, this doesn't even really apply to our partnership. Well, I guess it does. Hold on a second. But my favorite Ted Lasso quote that I actually want to get printed, it says, I feel like I fell out of the lucky tree and hit every branch on the way down, ended up in a pool of cash and Sour Patch Kids, because Sour Patch Kids are like my favorite candy.
Cash is and your cash favorite is pool.
My favorite kind of pool.
Yeah.
So with you guys listening to our podcast, I feel like that. Anyway, thank you for indulging us in this Ted Lasso inspired podcast. I think we were inspired because so many people dressed as Ted Lasso for Halloween.
I remember you said that we should be Ted Lasso.
I wanted you to be Ted and I wanted to be Roy Kent.
And I vetoed that.
Yes, you did.
For one of the reasons was I knew everybody was going to dress up as Ted Lasso.
Yeah, everybody dressed up as Ted Lasso. I also have to say that in these quotes, I think the theme is a good relationship takes work and a good team takes work, and it takes work to make it look kind of effortless. So thanks for doing the work with me.
It's been my pleasure. And thank you for listening, and leave a message on our new voice system that we use from the interwebs. It's a telephone. You guys remember telephones? We're on the cutting edge, people.
Oh my gosh. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.